But I didn't need to think about it. I knew what intellectual passion felt like because I'd felt it here at Princeton. And I wanted to feel it again. I was 26 years old. Had I waited until I was 36, I would never have done it. I would have forgotten the feeling, and it would have felt too risky. The book I wrote was called Liar's Poker. It sold a million copies. I was 28 years old. I had a career, a little fame, a small fortune, and a new life narrative. All of a sudden, people were telling me I was a born writer. This was absurd. Even I could see that there was another, more true narrative, with luck as its theme. What were the odds of being seated at that dinner next to the Solomon Brothers lady, of landing inside the best Wall Street firm to write the story of the age, of landing in the seat with the best view of the business, of having parents who didn't disinherit me, but instead sighed and said, "Do it if you must," of having had that sense of must kindled inside of me by a professor of art history at Princeton, of having been let into Princeton in the first place? So this isn't just false humility. It's false humility with a point. My case illustrates how success is always rationalized. People really don't like to hear success explained away as luck, especially successful people. As they age and succeed, people feel their success was somehow inevitable.